Hi there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I look forward to your call today because this is our prayer show. Whom or what are you praying for on this first weekday of June? Can you believe it? All centering around the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So much coming up this week. We've got First Friday. We've got Pentecost this weekend. Lots happening. And we always want to really start our month off in prayer. So if you want to pray for someone, something that's going on in your life, please, this is the show to do it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. This is your show. We exist because of you, and we want to serve you. And so if you have something that you want to storm heaven, we want to join with you as the Take Two family, as the mystical body of Christ. So all you have to do is call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You'll speak to Rich Jesse. He is wonderful to talk to. Michael McCall's at the controls doing a fine job. Ace McKay is on social media, and I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. Get the chats going. Put your prayer intentions and prayer requests in there as well. Now, when you call up and we speak on air a little bit, we can talk about the situation or the intention or request that you are praying for. And then I'm going to put you in the prayer book, the Take Two Family Prayer Book. And we pray rosaries and go to adoration, mass, you name it, anything we can do to get heaven's attention, right? But if you feel comfortable, if you want to pray specifically, give me the name, the first name of the person or the family that, you know, the first name of those people that you're praying for, because we pray very specifically. We're very intentional. We are prayer warriors, and we believe in the power of prayer. We've seen a lot of miracles, small and big. So if you have a praise report, if you have something that has happened where you felt the movement of the Holy Spirit, you know, we're coming up on Pentecost. So there's a lot of talk on Catholic radio about the Holy Spirit, and we believe the Holy Spirit is moving constantly. So if the Holy Spirit has moved in your situation in a positive way, share it with the world. Why? Because you give glory to God. We praise God. We show our confidence and trust in God. And we are also helping others to believe in God. And that's important. That's what this show is all about. So fill up those last open phone lines so I can get the first group of callers on air. I'll try to go as fast as I possibly can. I am a little bit under the weather because it's been raining here in Arizona. And when that happens, the allergy, everything, it's a lot to deal with. So I'm a little bit raspy, but I'm going to hang in there with the Take Two family. So I need your help. Fill up those phone lines by dialing 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And let's say it's Monday and you're super busy. You got a lot on your to-do list and you can't really take 5, 10, 15 minutes to get on air with us. You can always text us if you have a prayer request, and it's super easy. And I encourage you to do that and get used to it. So all you have to do is text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your prayer request or intention, and just know that message and data rates may apply. Again, on social media, all the streams, you guys put it into the chats right there, and Ace McKay will pick up those prayer intentions and get them to me so that I can announce them on air. But everything is in the book. So if you don't get on air, just know that all of heaven is watching. So we've got you covered. Be assured of our prayers, and we do believe in the power of prayer. So just know that. Tomorrow's show, I just want to give you a heads up, because it's a little bit, we're switching gears a little bit. Tomorrow is about worrying. If you worry too much. And it goes nicely along with how to properly pray, right? Because what did Padre Pio say? Pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers. And that is a true statement. So let's really talk about prayer today. Let's flood heaven with our prayer intentions, requests, and our trusts in God. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about how to really ease up on the worry side of things, because there's a lot to worry about. We know that the world can be a difficult place to live in and navigate. We know that. So there's, you know, worries get into our minds and sometimes can stay with us and can paralyze us a bit. So it's important that we talk about it and we let go of it. right away, because it's only going to hold us back. So that's tomorrow's show, and so this whole week we're kind of focusing, if you get the message here, kind of focusing on prayer and getting centered for the month of June, the Sacred Heart Month, and talking about the Holy Spirit and First Friday and Pentecost. I mean, we're going big, you guys. Would you please join us? Okay, grow the family, be a first-time caller. We're very friendly, I can assure you of that. I don't think I've ever met anybody that had a lousy experience with us. I think everybody's been pretty satisfied and pretty happy and felt welcomed and enjoyed the encounter with our call screener. Today it's Rich Jesse. And hopefully when Jerry and I are on together, you've had a good experience, and I like to think I'm very friendly. So please call in and fill those last couple open phone lines, a couple phone lines there. We're going to get right to Danny in just a moment in Cleveland, Ohio. So Danny, you're going to be first up on our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. But I want to give the number a couple more times so that our listeners that are just tuning in to Take Two can jump onto this first group or second group to get on air with us. It is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And that today is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. Very powerful show. Great way to start off the month. And we do need your support and help. Now, if you cannot call in and you're listening to the show, start praying. Start praying for the Take Two family intentions. When you hear the names, when you hear the situations, please start being very intentional about your prayers, very direct, very specific, and keep going. You know, remember everybody in your rosaries today. And everybody should be praying their rosaries on a regular basis now. We really should. There's been so much on social media about the importance of the rosary. And we've always believed it here on Take Two. So we hope and pray that you are picking up your rosaries on a regular basis and really meditating deeply into the life and passion and death and resurrection and ministry work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his mother, the Blessed Mother. Beautiful. Okay, you hear that music? We're going to take our first break. And like I said, when we come back, Danny from Cleveland, Ohio, you'll be first. And then everybody in the order that they came in, we're going all around the country. Actually, we're going to go to Canada and Texas and Massachusetts. It's going to be a blast. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Danny, hang on from Cleveland, Ohio. It's your birthday today, Danny. We see the comments coming in, so we want to wish you a happy birthday, and you're going to be the first up to start the prayer show. But I wanted to share another great event that is just so beautiful. So listen to this, folks. June 2nd. Okay, June 2nd, which is today, our very own Father Patrick Mary, 13 years ordained. Okay, so it's anniversary of his ordination. Beautiful, 13 years. Father Leonard Mary, 13 years, was ordained in 2012. And Father Matthew, 7 years, was ordained in 2018. So, wow. So all these anniversaries of ordination, Father Patrick Mary, Father Leonard Mary, Father Matthew, congratulations and God bless you. Thank you for saying yes to your vocation. Wow. So beautiful. I love anniversaries, but I do love birthdays. And Danny from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock. Happy birthday, Danny.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for taking my call. I'm smiling ear to ear because you said that. My EWTN family, I love you all. I'm praying for all those such as myself that have blood work and CAT scans coming up shortly, that we're still in remission, that we're working with God's will, and we're hopefully, as a pediatric nurse, I am doing God's will. And I'm praying for Debbie, for her eye, for her cancer that stays in remission, and she gets over her cold. But I'm just asking everybody to lift us up in prayer and lift myself up in prayer that, hey, blood work comes back great, my CAT scans come back great, and that's just it. It's just been, I love it. I take a half a day just to listen to you guys on Monday.
Oh, that's
I do.
So sweet.
And then I sometimes on my lunch hour, sometimes I go to my car to listen at least for a half hour, because it's so uplifting, this show. But Debbie, that's what I have to say. And just, well, God is good. Jesus is great.
All the time. All the time, God is good. So, Danny, it is your birthday today. You said you're having, is the blood work today on your birthday?
Nope. Blood work is next week, one week from now.
Okay.
And then in 5 weeks on Wednesday, I get my CAT scan. I'm feeling good. You know,
good.
Once you have that dang C word, you're always fatigued or tired, but God gets me through it, and my taking care of my children and my children at work being a pediatric nurse gets me through it. And I always say, what would Jesus do? Don't get mad. Just let these children be your light to walk with your career with Jesus.
Right, right. But Danny, you know, I have to tell you something. I'm so pleased because your disposition, your outlook, you sound very upbeat. You sound joy-filled. I love that. Danny, stay there. Stay there, not just because today is your birthday, but stay there all the time, you know, through everything, because that's what we can hold on to, that hope and that joy, because we know the bigger picture. We know the end of the story, Danny. And so maintaining that love, that hope, that joy, that laughter, that's all the good things that are going to spread and stay with people and come back in return to bless us. So, Danny, you're awesome. What a great, I loved hearing your voice, especially because today is a special day. I'm so glad you were born. I'm going to thank God you were born.
Thank you so much. And I have called the show before, not in good moods, but you guys get me through it. Jesus gets me through it. Yes. Of times where it's like, I got a CAT scan coming up. It's been so. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you get through it with Jesus and your family, which EWTN is part of. But
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Get well soon.
Thank you, Danny. thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. You put a smile on my face, too. Okay, now go celebrate. Eat some cake or something. Have a good day, okay?
Extreme.
All right. Bye, Danny. Lisa's next. That was a great call. Lisa in Ontario, Canada on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Lisa, welcome. Hello, Lisa. Are you with us?
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You go right ahead. You're on air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, first off. And God bless you all for doing this today. It's so amazing. I love hearing your show. It just gives me so much hope and light. So thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Okay, you go right. But you have some prayers here. Is this for a nephew?
Yes. Whew. So I'm probably going to cry because it just touches my heart so much. Mm-hmm. But I'm praying fervently.
Oh, Lisa, I'm losing you. Okay, Lisa.
Can you hear
Lisa,
me?
Yeah, I just lost you for about 10 seconds. Start again. You're praying fervently. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm praying fervently for my brother to baptize his son, raise him in the Catholic faith, and do all the things as a Catholic family. So, with that being said, obviously we're a Catholic family, grew up with the faith. We're Italian. It's kind of built into our system, right? Like being Catholic Italian. So, and he met a wonderful woman, beautiful girl, and she's Protestant. Nothing wrong with that. I don't judge on anyone's faith. So my brother had a beautiful baby boy and was kind of not interested in baptizing his son right away. Mm-hmm. And his wife, basically, they're not married, and I'm praying for that too. So he basically said one day that he wanted to raise his son Protestant. It was so hard to hear, and not that it's wrong, but it was very hard to hear because it was with my parents, my husband, we're all a Catholic family, very strong in our faith.
Right.
And I thought, you know, you've wanted this for so long. You've wanted a son. You have a son. Raise him in the faith. So from what I understand, I could be wrong, but from what I understand, a Protestant baptism is when that child is ready to receive God in their life. So I said to my brother, I'm like, are you going to ask your son to be Italian? Are you going to ask your son to be a part of our family or just give it to him? He's like, well, no, that's what he is. He's going to be a part of us. I said, well, then give him our faith. I said, it's a part of us and who we are. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, and also I should state that my sister-in-law, this is very hard to say, and I hope I don't offend anybody by saying this, but she cannot stand the Catholic ways, Catholic views, anything regarding with it. And I just kind of question, well, why would you be with somebody who is a Catholic family through and through? Like, we're strong in our faith. So I had a big conversation with my brother. It was just so gut-wrenching for me to hear this. And after the conversation, I said, okay, I'm not going to talk to you anymore about this. This is on you. And I let it go. And every single day I've dedicated, I'm going to start to cry, I'm sorry, but I've dedicated the rosary to him. Aww. And everything. And I hope and I pray that he baptizes this child soon.
Well, are you getting an indication, Lisa, that he is leaning towards a Catholic baptism?
You know, I'm not sure because I really don't want to pressure him or ask too many questions. I don't want to upset him because we have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's time to time where I'm kind of like, have you thought about it? And he's like, I've thought about it, but nothing has really become active. And I was talking to my mom one day and I said, my mom has, you know, my brother thought about baptizing his child. And he's like, maybe around the first birthday, they might want to do it together. I thought, oh, I'm like, okay, there's a little bit of hope, a little bit of light. So, like, okay, I got to keep praying. And, you know, I told my brother, I said, you know, Catholicism, being a Protestant, you can raise your child in both those faiths. I said, I have a very good friend of mine. One is Jewish. The wife is Jewish. The husband is Muslim. And they're raising those children in both those faiths. And I'm like, if that's two ends of the spectrum, at least both of Protestant and Catholicism are both a Christian based, Christian background.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but well, like, you know, well, Lisa, let me ask you a question. So you're dedicating the rosary to him every day and for your nephew to be baptized. Have you thought about adding in some fasting and almsgiving?
Yes and no. Okay. I should do that, and it's a good idea. I should do that for him.
Yeah, but let me just give you a little bit heads up on it. It doesn't have to be fasting from food, okay? So any type of fasting at all, like even if you want to go on the internet for 30 minutes and you just say, I'm going to go on the internet for 20 minutes, and this last 10 minutes I'm offering it up for my nephew. I want my nephew to get baptized, okay? So, but also add some almsgiving. You want to give some generous giving in addition to it. So you fast and you give and then you continue the prayers. And I put your brother and his significant other, because they're not married yet, right? So is it a fiance?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put them in the book. I put you in the book. I put your family in the book. And I put your new nephew. How old is he right now?
He'll be one in August.
Oh, okay. So he's right there. Okay. All right. Would you keep us posted, Lisa? And actually, Lisa, I after the show, I'm going to see if I can find this. There's a YouTube video that I cannot remember the name of the priest, but he did a fabulous job on talking about why it's important for infant baptism.
And oh, is it Father Chris Allar?
Chris Allar, yes. He did Allar, one. Yes. Yes, Father Chris Allar. Yes, he did one. Did you get that one?
Yes, I love that guy. I've been following him for over a year.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So pull that one again, and then there's another one of a different priest I'm thinking of. But actually, if you have Father Chris Allar, you're fine. So that's good. Yeah. So you've got good material there, and we're going to keep praying. Would you keep us posted, please?
I will. Thank you so much. And I've been also praying to St. Monica, all those saints to help my brother get back into the faith. He's like the prodigal son. So,
yeah, sure.
I'm like, please, you've got to get back.
Yeah. But you know what, though, Lisa, you made the comment that you're very close with him. So you're going to be instrumental in this. So make sure God uses you in every which way to bring your brother and your nephew and your future sister-in-law into the situation, into the family. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay. Keep us posted. Don't forget. Vivian is up next in Plano, Texas on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Vivian. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Debbie. Hi. Yeah. Please, let me give you my son's name. His name is Tony Bobello and his wife, Amber. They got married last August. Mm-hmm. And he just told me on the first week of May, this just past couple of weeks, that he lost his job. And it so hurts me. I said, Mom, if you can give me any advice for Amber, you know, she's like, you know, I don't know. We got married last year, and now we're expecting a baby. Every woman wants security. And I just told her, I said, Amber, Mother Mary, you know, I gave them rosary. I said, don't worry, it will be fine. I, as a mother-in-law now, just have to give hope to my daughter-in-law. Like last week, I cooked some food. I called her, are you home? I took it there. For my son, I'm just saying, for a man, I know what it is. You know, the provider, they just got married, they just got it home. Mm-hmm. I just said, son, just put it in your prayers. No, it's hard. Just, I don't know. Is there anything? Yeah. Let me just, if you put it, Tony Bobello and Amber.
Okay. You know, I've got them in the prayer book, but Vivian, let me just share a couple things. Encourage them to pray together in the morning and in the evening, okay? In the morning and the evening. Encourage them to acknowledge that they have their guardian angels beside them. So they've each got their guardian angel, and to acknowledge that their guardian angels are there to help them, to guard them, to guide them, to really help them on this journey. Okay, and why do I say that, Vivian? Because their guardian angels need to help them right now, because it says, you know, here he lost his job, his wife is expecting, they got a new home, there's a lot going on, okay, and it could be very stressful and chaotic. Well, we don't want that. So the guardian angels can help. I can feel the Holy Spirit as I said it, Vivian. The guardian angels can help to really keep things calm and peaceful and joy-filled. So ask them to acknowledge that they can say the guardian angel prayer or meditate on Psalm 91, God's protection, but in the morning and the evening. But make sure they pray at least 2 minutes together in the morning and the evening. And then also you keep up the prayers that you're doing for them, and let's get this moving. I will tell you, though, that I've seen many young couples when it's like the perfect storm. You know, you got a new house, a baby coming on the way. You've got somebody just quitting their job, somebody losing their job. It actually can be filled with great blessings right around the corner. So you instilling in them a sense of hope and peace is the best thing you can do. Keep them focused on what's really beautiful, good, and holy to come in their future, okay?
And also, too, I love Benita and Lisa Popchek and Greg Popchek, and I listen to them a lot, and they emphasize on that, and I told them, because what those couples say is talk, pray together, you know, ask each other during the day, how is your day? I also told them that, too.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. Keep going. But it's important that because she's expecting, it's important that she stays in a peaceful place, because that's not, you know, she needs to stay in a good place because of her baby. And so that's important. So we'll pray for that as well. But keep us posted. I think good things are right around the corner. Okay, Vivian?
Amen. Okay. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Oh, you as well. Bless you. Okay. We're going to get to Dale when we come back, because you're going to hear the music in just a few seconds. There is an open phone line. Vivian just freed it for somebody at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. There's the music right on cue. Michael, our producer, is amazing. He is fabulous. So we're going to hit that pause button when we come back. Dale in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. You'll be next. So don't go anywhere, Dale. And everybody, as they came in on the calls, Rich is busy answering your calls with your prayer intentions and requests. For whom or what are you praying for today? I'll be right back. Our Whom or What Are You Praying For show on the first weekday of June. Can you believe we're halfway through the year? I mean, this is just, it's going so fast, you guys. And time is very important, and making good use of our time that we have on this earth is very important. But also keeping a sense of humor. I almost said it the New Jersey way, humor. Michael, our producer, you know, we were just talking about that. Having a sense of humor really does release those feel-good hormones, right? And it keeps things upbeat and happy. And that's a good thing. It really is. So you can keep a sense of humor, even if things are just swirling around you and are very heavy. Dale, don't go anywhere. I'm coming to you next. I just want to send a congratulations going out to two great EWTN radio partners, both celebrating 10 years with us. WLHF serves Champaign, Illinois and Tennessee, and KFSS serves Joplin, Missouri. Congratulations to Peggy Price at Holy Family Radio in Illinois and Steve Duncan at St. Peter the Apostle Church in Missouri from your friends here at EWTN. I love the fact that it's 10 years. Just think about that for a second. Stop for a minute, everybody, and think about that. 10 years of 24/7 radio Catholic broadcasting. Think how many souls are being impacted by that. That's huge. Congratulations to all the affiliates that are going strong. Okay, and one of them is Station of the Cross, and Dale is listening in Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Dale. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
Thank you for this call. It's an amazing show today. It touched my heart.
Oh, thank you.
As my first call, and I felt so moved by what other callers were saying. I felt the need to call for some prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two children who were baptized. They were altar servers. They were lectors. And I sent them off to great colleges and paid for them to come back and say they were didn't believe in formal religion.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in God, but they don't believe in religion. And I don't know what those colleges taught them, but they walked away, and my grandchildren aren't baptized. And I watch my grandchildren, or my daughters, and she doesn't even care for me to pray with them, but I do. My one 6 years old, and the other's just three, and the other's my son's three and a little 7 month old. But what happened the other night was my family was getting together with a meal,
mm-hmm.
a family get together, and my little daughter, granddaughter, Mama, why did Gigi love Jesus so much? And nobody said a word. Everybody's quiet. And my husband, you know, he says, don't be pushy, and, you know, and he's quiet too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they didn't get married in the church, and they said eventually they would get, they married on a beach or whatever, but they said they would at some point get married in the church, and our plan is that we're going to renew our vows and invite them to come to the church with us and renew their vows with us in the Catholic Church. And that's our plan, and we're hoping soon because we want them to then come and baptize those children. But anyway, so she asked, how come Gigi loves Jesus so much? And again, she asked it 3 times, and it was deep, nothing said. So I had a plan, and the first thing I did, I picked her up after school, and I says, I'm not going to try to explain to her why I love Jesus, because it would take too long. And I found a cartoon about the life of Jesus. It's a child cartoon that explains who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat her down with another little child, and we watched the video, and I got something to talk with her about, and she can understand the concept of who he is, and then I can point out his qualities that I love. And she tells her mama everything. And I just got word this morning, don't let my children watch those things. But I did it, and my husband says, now they're not going to watch the children anymore. But I took advantage of that, but what inspired me, too, was I'm reading a book, 33 Days of Eucharistic Glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
It's a great book.
Powerful book. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend that to anybody. And,
right.
I'm going to Mass in the morning, and I go try to go to Mass every day, and then I stay for adoration and read this book and pray for I offer it the hour for little things like for my right. daughter and son to right. see, to come back to the church, or for my grandchildren to be baptized. But this morning was talking about Mother Teresa and how she's got all her power from visiting with Jesus an hour every morning. She expanded it to 2 and 3 hours later on in her mission, and that's what gave her strength.
Yeah, and the sisters as well, to do the ministry work that they were able to do. But Dale, let me share a couple things. First of all, I put you in the book, your husband in the book, your whole family, the grandkids, everybody. So everybody's in the book, okay? But here's the thing. You're their grandmother, and it sounds like you have a nice relationship with them. And so we're going to pray that they continue to allow you to watch the grandchildren. But, you know, what you just said there is so powerful. You just keep feeding yourself to live out your faith in the most joy-filled way you can possibly do it. You know, I was just talking just a few minutes earlier when we came back from the break that Michael, my producer, we were talking about having a sense of humor, you know, having that joy. That is the way we are going to attract people to our faith. They have a misconception. They have a misunderstanding. They've been taught to challenge everything that we believe, especially on the college campus. They have been taught to challenge everything and to just go your own way, have your own spiritual life, and, you know, conduct your own way. You don't have to do what your parents told you to do. Okay, that's where a lot of young adults are at. Okay, but that doesn't mean we have to stop being who we are. We can still live our faith out fully, and we don't have to even hardly say a word. We just have to let it show, let it shine. The fact that your grandchild picked up that you love Jesus so much, she's picking up on it. And that's going to be enough. That drip onto the children, that drip onto the grandchildren will be enough, Dale. We have to trust that God will do the rest. So you do your part. God will do the rest. We'll be praying and all will be well. Okay?
And it's so funny you say that. That's what my message was this morning at Mass, too. Put it in Jesus' hands. Put it in God's hands, because we can't do it on our own. Right. But we put it in God's hands and have patience and prayer, and he'll take care of it. We don't know what he's going to do and why he does what he does, but there's a reason for everything.
Yep.
And
he'll bring good out of it, Dale, because our God is a good God. He really is. He'll bring good out of it. So we trust. We trust completely. Dale, you are awesome. Keep us posted. Thank you so much. This was a great call. You helped a lot of other families today. I'm telling you, I'm hearing your story all over the country. It's happening. When we send our kids off to college, they come back very different. So Dale, thank you. Keep us posted. I'm going to move now, just because we're going to run out of time. Rose in Norwich, New York, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rose. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling for our children, our adult children, 28 and 30. They, too, went away to college, abandoned their faith. So we're praying the Holy Spirit and them enters their hearts. Especially for our son, who is having a hard time finding gainful employment. And more importantly, he identifies as gay. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that the Holy Spirit will heal him, remove this addiction from him, bring him and his sister back to the faith. We've been having masses said for them. We pray for the rosary for them all the time. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on for probably 10 years now.
Right.
You reach a point where you lose hope.
No, Rose. You don't lose hope. Please. If you lose hope, Rose, the demons have won. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question, and I know what the answer should be. You don't want the demons to win, Rose?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay. So do not lose hope. If you lose hope, then that's telling God that, you know, you've given up. You don't believe it. They can have a different outcome. You don't believe God's going to bring good out of it. So there's a lot more to it than just being exhausted. It sounds like you're a little bit exhausted. And that part is okay, but now ask your guardian angel to help you with that so you can pick up your energy, pick up, you know, your momentum and keep going, okay? Because you got to keep going. So if you're exhausted, we understand that. So many of us as parents and grandparents, we're exhausted thinking about our kids and grandkids. It's tiring because we know what we did to raise them. We know what we did to bring them up in the faith. And it's like, what happened to them? Okay, so I can understand that heaviness, but the hope part, no, we don't want to do that. What we want to do is shift that into a sense of, you're going to think I'm crazy, Rose, but just hear me out. You want to shift it into a sense of joy. And the joy, as if, like, remember when you see little children, you know, at the edge of a pool and their parent or their, you know, an adult is in the pool and they say, okay, jump into the pool. And the little kid just lets go and jumps with this free fall of a jump with complete trust. And they have this look of a little bit of fright, but lots of joy because they did it. That's how you want to feel now. Feel it now, Rose. Because that is building your confidence and trust in God. And then that's when God jumps into action big time. Okay? Are you with me, Rose?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. But I will tell you, Rose, you're helping a lot of souls today. A lot of souls, because this world is getting very heavy. It's getting very difficult. I said this at the beginning of the show, and we have to maintain. And that's why I keep saying it, and so does my producer, Michael, but we believe in it. You got to keep the laughter. You got to keep the smiles. You got to keep the hope. Got to keep the joy, because that's the only way we can send a signal to heaven that we do believe, and we can send a major message to the deepest pits of you know where, to say to the demons, stay away from my family. Okay?
I have done that. I have vocalized that on numerous occasions when I was home alone.
Right. Right. But, you know, a lot of times people make choices, Rose. You know, we have the ability to make choices, and that's a great gift that God has given us, where he doesn't infringe on our free will, right? And so we are able to choose. Every day is all about choices, and we're either going to attain blessings and glory, or we're going to suffer the consequences, and that's what life's all about. So we pray that our children are, you know, make the right choices, because we think we know more because of the wisdom and age and experience of, you know, we've lived a lot, many more years than our kids and grandkids, but they don't sometimes recognize that. They got to make it on their own. Okay, well, guess what? They're going to suffer the consequences. So what do? We pray that the good Lord, you know, takes care of them, protects them, and gets them on the right path. And because the ultimate goal is to get them to heaven. So Rose, we got this. We got you covered in prayer. I got the prayers going up already from the Take Two family. They can hear your emotion as a mom, and you're a beautiful soul, beautiful. So keep us posted, like everyone else. I'm telling, because I feel this is the year, in this Jubilee year of hope, we're going to see a lot of movement of the Holy Spirit, and so we definitely put our hope in that. Okay, Rose.
Her children's name in your book.
Please give them to me. Yes.
Shane and Megan.
Shane and Megan. Got it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to move to Dennis. And Dennis, now I can say Carmel or Carmel, New York. And Dennis is waiting so patiently on Sirius XM 130. Which way is it to say your city, Dennis?
Carmel.
Carmel. Okay. Very cool. All right, Dennis, take it away. You're on the air.
Thank you, Debbie. And thank you, first of all, for everything you do for our church. Debbie, I need prayers for the Sudan. Christians are being killed there every day by Islamic terrorists, and the media is not covering it. So I need prayers for that. But I'd like to segue your first caller, Dan from Ohio. Mm-hmm. I'd like to segue into something there. I'm going to say a special prayer and a rosary for him. But I would love my EWTN fellow listeners to please do a pro-life activity of donating blood. And besides being a noble thing to do, you get a free mini medical exam before you donate. They check your body temperature, your blood pressure, your hemoglobin levels, and one other item I forgot. But then if you pass that, you then donate the blood. It's run through 8 different tests. If there's anything wrong, they'll notify you right away. And Debbie, I don't have to tell you, when you listen to your first call with Dan, it's better to catch a problem at stage 1 rather than stage 4.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's a pro-life activity to donate blood. As a matter of fact, I talked this up. I'm a lecturer with the Knights of Columbus. And I ask most audiences, what's your blood type? 90% of people don't know. And, you know, that would be rough. You're in the emergency room and you're being treated. What's your blood type? I don't know. When you donate blood, you find out your blood type.
Right.
And I encourage people to do so. Get that free mini medical exam for yourself.
Yeah.
But more importantly, you're doing a noble thing for others. And it is a pro-life activity. And Debbie, again, I can't thank you enough for everything you do for our beloved church. You're a wonderful, wonderful representative. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I agree with you. I'm always encouraging folks to give blood, always. And you'd be very proud, Dennis. My mother made sure all 6 of her kids knew our blood types. And for that reason, there's a lot of people don't even know what's going on in their own body, right? And so you're spot on. And as for Sudan, what's happening there with the Christians and the persecutions and all sorts of terrorist attacks, you are again spot on. I literally just had this conversation with my husband last night, that there is such a minimal amount of media coverage on what's going on around the world and the persecutions and the terror attacks and the harm and the brutal kind of behavior that's happening really all around the world. And a lot of it is being targeted at Christians. And it's just, we've got to not only pray, but we've got to be aware. Otherwise, history is going to repeat itself. And that's not a good thing. I mean, we know what happens when we don't learn from history. So Dennis, I'm right with you. Thank you so much, sir. And the kind words you shared with me, I'll pass them on to Jerry and the whole show team. So thank you, Dennis. Okay, I'm going to move to Grace in just a moment because I'm trying to go really fast. But let me just share this. EWTN Live, it's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Father Mitch welcomes Father Shannon Bouquet to discuss the beauty of marriage, children, and how dedicated family life can counter the problems of the decline in global fertility rates. That's another big issue, guys. Another thing that media is not covering. We've got to bring a lot more children into this world, a lot more Christian children into this world. So very important. So that's Father Mitch, and that is Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, Grace, I'm moving to you next in Ohio on the Rock. Grace, I always mess up your city. Is it Solon?
Solon,
that's it, Grace. I should know that, Grace, because I do your pledge drives. I should know that.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Debbie.
Go right ahead.
So what I need prayers for is I have pain in both my knees, especially my right knee, and I need it to get better because I'm very active at St. Rita Church. I'm a lector, and I sing at Mass on Fridays. And I also would like prayers because I lost a very precious cockatiel, and I'm having a hard time with it right now.
Yeah. It's any type of loss when we become attached is very hard. So we're definitely going to pray for that. But as for the pain in your knees, because you want to continue to lecture, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What have you done recently by way of any type of healing, prayer healing, Grace, may I ask, for the knees?
I've had a couple of people praying over them.
Are these priests?
No.
Okay. Can you get a priest to pray over you? A priest?
Yeah, I might be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I would do that. And also to take some, do you have holy water? Do you have holy water in your home?
Yes.
Okay. Take some holy water and in the morning and in the evening, two times, morning and evening, when you first wake up and in the evening, rub some holy water on. And this is not any type of magical thing or anything. This is a spiritual, truth. So remember
I understand that.
Okay. So the sacramentals are only equal to your faith, right? So,
yes. So
put a little in the morning and the evening. There's a reason. I can't remember the exact reason why you want to do it at night, but I'll research it. But anyway, put in the morning and the evening, Grace, and do that repeatedly for at least a couple weeks. Could you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And then let us know. Would you let us know and we'll be praying?
Yes.
Okay. You got it, Grace. Thank you so much. Thanks for waiting so long to get onto the program. Well, I'm glad I got to squeeze you in. So God bless you and tell everybody at The Rock I said hello. Okay, we're going to move to Joseph in Connecticut on the EWTN app. Joseph, why don't you pronounce your town? Cheshire?
Hello?
Yes, tell me how to pronounce your town, your city.
Cheshire.
Love
like
it.
Like the cat.
Yes. I know. That's what Michael, my producer, said. And this, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't even know that was a character. So, but that's really cool. I love your city. Hi, Joseph. Go right ahead. Tell us. Oh, your mom. Did your mom just pass away?
Yeah.
Oh.
Died on May 5th. And so that's, dealing with that loss, and then also at the same time, her and my dad were married for almost 59 years. So we're trying to, I had to pray for him too, because we're trying to find a new, help him out, trying to find a new normal type of thing. So it's that. And then also he's just getting over triple bypass as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this year's been a Book of Job year.
Yeah. Well, Joseph, hold on a second. Let me get a couple things in here. So mom passed away on May 5th. That was right before Mother's Day. How hard is that? That's tough. Okay. And can you give us her first name, Joseph?
Barbara.
Okay. And your dad's first name?
Is Italian is Patsy, but he goes by Pat.
Pat. Okay. Okay. And then your whole family... And I'm so sorry, but here's the great news.
My brother had triple bypass surgery at the beginning of the year as well. So I used to throw him in as a prayer too.
Okay.
We're all kind of it was expected, but it wasn't. She's been not well for years, but she was working, which kind of kept her going all these years, She was like the glue of the family. So, it's kind of dealing with the loss of her. It has been tough.
Oh, I bet. I bet. She sounded like a wonderful woman because she's got an amazing son calling in and sharing with the whole world about your family. So that is beautiful.
Thank you, Debbie. You guys echo that caller from Carmel. You guys do a great job. And you're
thank
awesome.
Thank you.
And also what the caller said from Carmel regarding, I'd also like to add Nigeria into that. I have a priest that I know who has a parish there, and we have not been able to contact him or anything like that. So, but that's, but my mom, she had she had a devotion to Our Lady of Fatima.
Nice.
So she actually had gone out there years ago. And it was kind of like a pilgrimage for her.
Oh, well, see, she's, well, and now you've got her as an intercessor for your whole family. So we've got your mom in the prayer book, and she has a strong devotion to Our Lady of Fatima. We do as well here on the Take Two show team. So, Joseph, you hear the music. Thank you for giving us all the names. We're sorry about your loss, but we are praying. Marissa in Laredo, Texas, Dolores in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Anne in North Carolina, Linda in Ontario, Canada, and the others, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to get to you, but I have you logged into the prayer book, so please know that. Be assured of our prayers. Everybody on the chats as well, everybody coming in by text or direct message, you guys are awesome. Let's storm heaven and keep it going. We believe in the power of prayer. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to the affiliates carrying the program live. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day.